Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This morning, deadly Sydney shooting. The city's gangland wars erupt again. One barkie dead, another critical. Queensland's heavy rain. Townsville already smashed, with more rain on the way. The shocking twist in Collingwood's racism row. Secret recordings leaked. And the Queen's speech. Prince Charles and Prince William step in for Her Majesty.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. There's been another gangland shooting in Western Sydney, leaving one man dead and another critically injured. Comanchero bikies and brothers Tarek and Omar Zahed were sprayed with bullets in the foyer of a gym at Auburn last night. One was taken to hospital, hit by 10 bullets. The other couldn't be revived.
We found two male patients, approximately 25 to 30 years of age, with multiple gunshot wounds to multiple regions of their bodies.
Two burnt-out cars were found in nearby Baralla and Greenacre. Police are investigating if they're linked to the shooting. Queensland's dry season deluge is drenching huge parts of the state, with the north and central coast in the firing line today. Heavy rainfall warnings are in place for Townsville, which was bombarded with 105 millimetres in just 60 minutes overnight.
As this band moves towards the coast, we can expect to see more records broken for this event.
The southeast will also get a taste of the wet weather, with up to 90 millimetres forecast today and more expected later in the week. In a twist in the Collingwood Football Club race row, former Pies star Heritier Lumumba has released secret audio recordings of meetings with former coach Nathan Buckley. They focus on a racist radio joke by then-President Eddie Maguire in 2013.
I didn't throw him out, and we can't go through that again. I've gone through this whole year, and this is part of my issue, because you still believe that, and that's what hurts me so much, Bucks.
Buckley was quick to respond, calling on Lumumba to post the full and uncut version of the conversations to provide context around the support the club provided him. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's spot in Parliament could be in jeopardy, with a new poll suggesting an independent candidate could win his seat in the upcoming federal election. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Taylor. What does this mean for the Liberal Party?
Jody, good morning. Well, it certainly is worrying news for the Liberal Party, with a new poll showing that the Treasurer, who is widely considered to be the next leader of the Liberal Party, is at risk of losing his seat of Kooyong. This new poll that surveyed 19,000 voters across all 151 seats, showing the impact the so-called teal independents could have on May 21. On a two-party preferred basis, independent Monique Ryan sits at 53% to Josh Frydenberg's 47%, meaning he would need a 3% swing towards him on election day in order to hold on to his seat. It's a similar story in neighbouring Goldstein, where Tim Wilson is under threat by Zoe Daniels. But in New South Wales, Zali Steggall looks to hold on to Warringah against Catherine Deaves and Dave Sharma against Allegra Spender. The margin of error for these polls does vary widely, however, across these individual seats. The race for the top job narrowing, with just 10 days to go until Election Day. And Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese will go head-to-head for the final time in the third debate, the final showdown held right here on 7 later tonight. Jodie?
OK, Taylor Aiken in Canberra, thank you. Queensland will make coercive control a crime as part of an overhaul of laws to better protect victims from domestic and family violence and hold perpetrators to account. The major step forward has been welcomed by families of victims, including the parents of Hannah Clark, who was killed along with her three children by her former partner.
This is something why we formed Small Steps for Hannah. To give our four angels a voice and make change.
The law will be introduced at the end of next year to make time for an education campaign. Craig McLaughlin is suing over media reports he indecently assaulted, bullied and exposed himself to female co-stars during a musical production 8 years ago. But his defamation trial has been told 11 women will now give evidence the actor sexually harassed them while working.
He was painted as a sexual predator, and the ABC and Fairfax Media claim they were simply reporting the truth. Craig McLaughlin finally got to speak his when he entered the witness box, saying the media organisations, along with the actress who was interviewed by them, Christy Whelan-Brown, ruined his reputation. How would you describe the relationship you had with Miss Whelan-Brown? Terrific. It was a wonderfully fun cast, and Christy and I got on fabulously well. The pair first met on the Rocky Horror Show in 2014.
Let me show you around.
The 56-year-old denies he acted inappropriately, but the defendants say they can prove it. 11 women will give evidence to talk about incidents of sexual harassment, indecent exposure, indecent assault, assault and bullying that those women experienced at the hands of Mr. McLaughlin. From his time on Neighbours, City Homicide and the Dr. Blake Mysteries and the Rocky Horror Show, McLaughlin pulled Miss Whelan-Brown's stage underpants to the side and he kissed her on the buttock.
Craig McLaughlin was asked about that bedroom scene and said he was directed to kiss the character on the arm and shoulder. He denied kissing other places even when he disappeared under the blanket.
He told the court Miss Whelan-Brown would joke around with castmates, even giving wedgies, including to him. Leonie Ryan, 7 News.
History has been made in the UK with Prince Charles standing in for the Queen at the opening of Parliament. The Prince of Wales carried out the constitutional duty after the monarch's ongoing mobility issues forced her to pull out. The Prince sat in the consort's chair next to the Queen's crown.
Her Majesty's government's priority is to grow and strengthen the economy and help ease the cost of living for families.
Prince William also attended the ceremony. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have attended the official opening of the Manchester Arena bombing memorial ahead of the 5th anniversary of the terror attack. The royal couple joined families of some of the 22 people who died for a ceremony at Manchester's Glade of Light Memorial. A high-level Chinese minister is set to visit the Solomon Islands to officially sign off on a new security pact as soon as this week. The Australian reports China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi could ratify the deal prior to our federal election. It's another blow to the Morrison government in damage control after the diplomatic failure to keep the Pacific nation on side. A sickening schoolyard attack in South Australia has left a teenager concussed and sparked an urgent police investigation. Disturbing video has emerged of the moment the 16-year-old victim was set upon by another girl at Whyalla Secondary College during recess on Monday.
The school has a part to play, but so do the parents, so do the other members of the community, and including police.
Officers won't reveal if the attacker has been questioned, but say they are investigating, and so far no charges have been laid. The victim has been released from hospital and will stay home this week as she recovers from her injuries. The Northern Territory's Chief Minister has announced his shock resignation after nearly 6 years in the top end's top job. Labor's Michael Gunner says a heart attack and the birth of his second son made him reconsider his future.
My head and my heart are no longer here. They are at home.
He was the first born in the Territory to be elected Chief Minister. His colleagues will meet to choose his replacement on Friday. With interest rates on the rise, homeowners are being urged to look at variable rates versus fixed rates. There are good arguments for each, but making the right decision could save you up to $15,000 over 2 years. Finance editor Gemma Acton has more.
With interest rates marching higher, is it already too late to fix?
When it comes to fixing a rate, it is very individual, but you know, the data showing that fixed rates are certainly on the up and up.
Last year's rock bottom rates may be long gone, but...
It's actually not too late to lock in, so long as you're willing to pay a bit of a premium.
On a $500,000 mortgage, switching from the projected average variable rate of 3.17% to one of the lowest two-year fixed could save you an estimated $15,540 over that time. The most competitive two-year fixed rates now are from Orange Credit Union and Australian Mutual Bank.
The lowest fixed rates are unsurprisingly around those 1 and 2 year terms. However, if you do decide to fix, think about what suits your finances.
I think the worst thing someone would do right now, and this is a bold call, but that's going out fixing your rate for 4 or 5 years.
There are other reasons why fixing might not be right for you right now. It's less flexible, making it more expensive or impossible to get ahead on your repayments or sell your property while you're locked into the loan.
So maybe consider the best variable deal. Switching to one of the lowest variable loans could save you more than $10,000 over the next 2 years, if, as expected, interest rates increase by another 2%. And there's always the best of both worlds.
Take part fixed, part variable, and try to get a fixed rate in the low threes.
Do not take this lying down. Be proactive about your home loan and get onto a competitive rate.
Gemma Acton, 7 News.
$195 million doesn't sound like a steal, but it was a few million shy of what auctioneers thought this famed Andy Warhol painting would sell for. Christie's in New York gave a pre-sale estimate of $200 million for an Andy Warhol portrait of Marilyn Monroe. It's the most expensive American artwork to ever sell at auction. Marine researchers have captured the deepest dwelling fish ever caught off Australia. Here it is, a staggering 6.5 kilometres down off WA. Not the big ones, those are cusk eels, but the smaller dark-headed fish in the foreground. It's a snail fish, a creature with translucent gel skin instead of scales. Examples were caught in a simple yabby trap bought from a Perth bait shop. Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is trading up this morning. The Nasdaq is also higher. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is lower. The All Ords finished down 73 points. The ASX 200 down 69. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,844 an ounce. Oil is $100 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 69.45 US cents, 90.5 Japanese yen, and $1.10 New Zealand. In breaking news, boxing legend Mike Tyson will not face criminal charges for punching a fellow first-class passenger on board a plane. Let's go live to US correspondent David Boywood in Los Angeles. Good morning, David. What's behind this decision?
Essentially, Jody, a request from the victim in this case has persuaded prosecutors here in California to drop all charges against the former heavyweight champion. A district attorney has ruled our decision is that we will not file any charges against Mr. Tyson based on the circumstances surrounding the confrontation. And that means it's now case closed for Mike Tyson, and he has the man who became the focus of his fury to thank for that. That video of Tyson in a physical fight with another passenger on board a JetBlue flight emerged last month. At the time of the incident, representatives for Tyson said the man was harassing him on the flight. The video didn't show what happened before the altercation, but as of right now, Tyson's legal woes have vanished. No charges laid. The ruling is that he has nothing to answer for, Jody.
Okay, David Woodward, thank you. Ukraine's strategic Black Sea port of Odessa has come under repeated Russian missile attack. One person was killed and five others wounded after hypersonic missiles hit a shopping centre and a depot. Russian forces continue to assault the Astoval steel plant in Mariupol. The UN now says the number of civilians killed in Ukraine since the beginning of the war is thousands higher than official figures. A libel hearing between the wives of two high-profile British footballers has begun in London's High Court, known as the Wagatha Christie trial. Colleen Rooney claims she used social media as a trap to catch Rebecca Vardy leaking private but made-up stories about her to the press. Vardy denies those accusations and is suing over them. A spacecraft has launched, making the seven-hour journey to reach the Chinese space station. The cargo ship is carrying supplies for the station's next three-member crew, who will arrive in June for a six-month stay. The launch is the first of six spaceflight missions to be carried out this year to complete the in-orbit construction of the new space station.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To sport now, and scans have cleared Demons captain Max Gawn of a serious knee injury. Gawn trained yesterday and remains hopeful of facing West Coast on Sunday. The Eagles will also be without star midfielder Elliot Yeo, who entered health and safety protocols. North Melbourne have defended coach David Noble after it emerged he delivered a huge spray to his players following a 100-point loss in round three. Number one draft pick Jason Horne-Francis has put off contract talks with North until the end of the year. New South Wales have received a big double blow less than a month out from Origin 1. Rabbitohs captain Cam Murray is in doubt for the series opener after having scans on his neck. He could be out for up to 6 weeks. The Storm confirmed star fullback Ryan Pappenhausen will also miss up to 6 weeks with hamstring and knee injuries. A boost for the in-form Broncos, Origin stars Payne Haas and Kurt Capewell are back from injury to face Manly on Friday. Brisbane ended their A-League season on a high. Already out of finals contention, the Roar came from a goal down to beat Sydney FC 3-1 in Redcliffe, ending a six-game winless run.
Oh, chance for Ivanovic against his former side. And how do you like them apples?
Sydney finished the season eighth, their lowest finish since 2011. Novak Djokovic is starting to look like his old self a week out from the French Open. The 20-time Grand Slam champion showed off some vintage Joker plays in his opening match of the Rome Masters.
Oh, that is outrageous. Novak Djokovic soaking up the applause, and rightly so. How on earth has he won that point?
Djokovic beat Aslan Karatsev in straight sets to reach the round of 16. Popular surfer Sally Fitzgibbons has been given a lifeline. Just days after missing the World Tour's mid-season cut, the Tokyo Olympian has been granted a wild card for next year.
I'm just blown away. You don't get many second chances, and just everyone that supported me, from these groms to everyone out there. It's been a really tear to my eyes. It's been an emotional week.
Fitzgibbons and Tyler Wright are both through to the round of 16 in the second-tier Challenger Series event at Snapper Rocks. It continues today, live on 7+. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, troughs will dip south, causing widespread rain, showers and storms in Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia's east and Victoria. Flooding is likely in Queensland and in New South Wales' north and west. A trough and front approaching WA will cause showers in the west. A high will keep much of the rest of the country dry. Around the capitals today, rain in Brisbane, heading for a top of 22 degrees. A few showers in Sydney with a top of 23. A shower or two heading for 17 degrees in Canberra. Becoming cloudy in Melbourne, a top of 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17 degrees. Partly cloudy and 21 in Adelaide today. A possible late shower in Perth with a top of 22. And partly cloudy, 33 degrees in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Wednesday, the 11th of May, 2022.